I have to compare this inaugural session as well. Everybody is listening? Sab sun rahe hain? Sun rahe hain? Nahi sun rahe hain? Main bol bhi nahi raha hu to aap kaise sun sakte hain? While talking also I am thinking of something else. So no, while listening you are also thinking of something else. No, generally we are not present. You are not listening. Either you are not observing properly. Should I prove it? Should I prove that you are not even watching properly? Or watching? Not watching. Yeah, keep your hand like this. Everybody please do it. Sabhi kariye. If I clap, you will clap. If I don't clap, you will not clap. Okay? Got it? One more chance? Okay. Please watch me properly. Agreed? That we don't listen. So we have to listen. We have to watch at least properly. No? Body language also is very, very important. No, that's why I don't like this podium. Because this blocks your body language. So watch properly, even listen. Only body language is not important. And not only listening. What else you will do? Aur kya karenge? Sunenge. Aur kya karenge? Taali bajayenge. Taali bajana to shuru kar diya hai sabhi ne. वो देखो है ना, दो बार तो ताली जरूर बजाने की. एक तो वंस नो स्पीकर स्टार्ट्स क्लैप नो टू गिव हिम मोटिवेशन दैट प्लीज स्पीक वेल है ना, और पूरा करे तब भी ताली बजाने की. अच्छा बोला तो भी ताली बजाओ कि अच्छा बोला, और अच्छा नहीं बोला तो भी बोलाओ गुड पूरा किया. गॉट इट? ओके. There are so many other reasons we will share with you definitely, and also feel those points. The whole concept of mind-body medicine, a new branch is developing these days called psychoneuroimmunology. That how psychological factors can affect our immune response, and ultimately even disease can be prevented, or even you can deal with those diseases. Like when I was studying in 1976, we were taught that there are 50 neurotransmitters in brain, and we felt, wow, so many chemicals in brain. In 93, I came across a report which said there are 300 chemicals in brain which regulate our emotions and feelings. Then in 2000, another report came which said there are 900 chemicals. Now it might have still increased. So those neurotransmitters are most important. You also must have heard, for any of psychological problem, if you ask a psychiatrist, what's the reason? Standard answer is, there's a chemical imbalance. Lage raho munna bhai, dekha hai na? Chemical ka locha hai. It's not only for those patients, even for all of us. Those 900 chemicals are very, very important. And to manage them, medicines can't do all that. It would be a crude way to SSRI and tricyclic and all. Actually, what we need, so with proper thoughts, with meditation, you can manage those microchemicals in right way so that we can lead a healthy life and don't suffer from disease. Even if you are suffering from disease, mind can help you to even cure those diseases. In Asta channel, the whole series had gone by the title Life Skills. Even earlier I believed, but after this series, even many patients, many met me on the airport. Some met me in the train and said, "Doctor, we have seen your life skills and I have cured my thyroid." Somebody said, "My blood pressure is under control." And we felt wonderful. By just watching a serial, if patients are to an extent at least help themselves with non-pharmacological techniques, if they do properly, it can give wonderful effect. So mind-body medicine is a whole issue surrounding it. We are going to discuss all this. I have got the signal that I can start the inaugural session. Now it's a very, very important session. And everybody is charged?
Yes.
Bolte nahi hai matlab?
Yes.
Achche se, because if you are charged, you will motivate our speakers also. And if you motivate our speakers, they would speak in a wonderful way. I would like to invite all our speakers on the stage, and Dr. Pratap Midda, Dr. Banarasi Lal, Dr. Ashok Mehta, please come on the stage and you please keep clapping. Dr. Sibban K. Kaul, he's a Vice Chancellor of MGM Health University, Vasi. Dr. Dilip Gode, Vice Chancellor of Dattam Mage Institute of Medical Sciences. Sister Shivani, if she has come. No, you are very fortunate that Sister Shivani is also going to come. Maybe Nirmala Didi may not be here. Whenever they come, we would definitely invite them. Okay. Yes. Now let's begin with a couple of minutes of silence. And prepare yourself to gain maximum out of this inaugural session.
Me. चिंतन निस्वार्थ भाव से सुंदर रचिता अपना जहान, सुंदर रचिता अपना जहान, ईश्वर से जो प्रीत लगाए बन जाए वो गुणवान, बन जाए वो गुणवान।
Now we would like to welcome our dignitaries on the dais with bouquets and badges. I request Brahma Kumari's sister to welcome them with bouquets and badges, and please keep clapping. There is another important reason why we should clap. Somebody said that when God has sent us in this world, He gave us a fixed quota of clapping. Like, no, clap for 5 million times. If you don't complete that quota, you will have to clap compulsory next birth. Got it? Okay, so please clapping to Dr. Ashok Mehta. Yes. Dr. Banarsi Bhai, yes. Dr. Dilip Gode, yes. Dr. Pratap Midda, this is for all of you. I am receiving on behalf of you. We would also like to welcome you with a beautiful song, inspiring song. Achha, Brother Puneet has prepared himself for the song. Brother Puneet will welcome you with a wonderful song.
आज के इस अवसर पर मुझे आपसे मिलने का और अपने पूरे मेडिकल परिवार से मिलने का अवसर मिल रहा है. एक लाइन पहले कहना चाहता हूँ, उसके पश्चात एक बहुत सुंदर मैसेज. पेशेंट एंड डॉक्टर. पेशेंट मीन हैविंग पेशेंस. दुनिया में अगर किसी को साथी बनाना है तो हिम्मत रखनी पड़ती है, और भगवान को अगर हम अपना साथी बना लेते हैं तो सब कुछ फेस करने की हिम्मत आ जाती है. तो आइए ये मैसेज इस सुंदर से सॉन्ग में आप सबके लिए. आप मेरा साथ देंगे तालियों के साथ तो बहुत अच्छा लगेगा.
हर मुश्किल का हल होगा, अरे हर मुश्किल का हल होगा, आज नहीं तो कल होगा. हर मुश्किल का हल होगा, आज नहीं तो कल होगा. हर मुश्किल का हल होगा, आज नहीं तो कल होगा. हर मुश्किल का हल होगा, आज नहीं तो कल होगा. कल होगा, कल होगा, कल होगा रे कल होगा. कल होगा, कल होगा, कल होगा कल होगा. हर मुश्किल का हल होगा, आज नहीं तो कल होगा. हर मुश्किल का हल होगा, आज नहीं तो कल होगा. आज नहीं तो कल होगा. Oh बन जाए तेरे बिगड़े काम, बन जाए तेरे बिगड़े काम, बन जाए तेरे बिगड़े काम, बाबा का लो दामन थाम, बन जाए तेरे बिगड़े काम, निर्बल में भी बल होगा, हाँ निर्बल में भी बल होगा, आज नहीं तो कल होगा, निर्बल में भी बल होगा, आज नहीं तो कल होगा, अरे आज नहीं तो कल होगा। नी 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 रे 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 गा 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 रे 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 नी 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 रे 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 सा 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 पापा जैसा कोई और नहीं देर है अंधेर नहीं देर है अंधेर नहीं देर है अंधेर नहीं पापा जैसा कोई और नहीं देर है अंधेर नहीं ममता का आंचल होगा अरे ममता का आंचल होगा आज नहीं तो कल होगा ममता का आंचल होगा आज नहीं तो कल होगा अरे आज नहीं तो कल होगा में लग रही परिवार की चिंता माता के मन में लग रही त्योहार की चिंता बेटे के मन में लग रही धन माल की चिंता बेटी के मन में लग रही ससुराल की चिंता डॉक्टर के मन में लग रही बुखार की चिंता दुनिया में कल की चिंता कल की चिंता कल की चिंता इन चिंताओं का हल होगा आज अभी इसी पल होगा आज अभी इसी पल होगा आज अभी इसी पल होगा अब होगा अब होगा अब होगा रे अब होगा अब होगा अब होगा अब होगा रे अब होगा हर मुश्किल का हल होगा आज अभी इसी पल होगा हर मुश्किल का हल होगा आज अभी इस पल होगा अब 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 होगा
ओम शांति ओम शांति ओम शांति थैंक यू वेरी मच
First time when I came, to Brahma Kumaris, it was Pandav Bhavan which you are going to visit. On the walls also it was written, God's home, your own home. सभी को लगता है अपने घर में आए हैं है हाँ या ना बहनों को लगता है अपने मायके में आए हैं Good, yeah. So now we want to welcome you still better. And Dr. Banarasi Bhai will have welcome speech. Okay. Yeah, they have also come. Okay, okay. Another song. Maybe. No, lots of welcome. Madhurvani group is also ready. I thought they were not there. Madhurvani group is also going to have present a welcome song. So this is an extra welcome. To aur taali bajao.
बड़े डॉक्टर के घर में डॉक्टर्स आए हैं। खैर मकदम में हम सब मुस्कुराए हैं, आबू अरावली पर्वत पर तशरीफ लाए हैं और आनंद अलौकिक हम सब पाए हैं। आप जोरदार तालियों के साथ अपना अभिनंदन स्वीकार करें।
के घर
बड़े डॉक्टर के घर, प्यारे डॉक्टर इधर अबू पर्वत पे तशरीफ लाए हैं। खैर मकदम में हम मुस्कुराए हैं, आनंद अलौकिक पाए हैं। बड़े डॉक्टर के घर, प्यारे
जरूरी है, तभी ईश्वर आपको बुलाए हैं, बुलाए हैं। खैर मकदम में हम मुस्कुराए हैं, आनंद अलौकिक पाए हैं। हैप्पी हैप्पी वेलकम टू यू, हैप्पी हैप्पी वेलकम टू यू।
मधुर मनोहर है, ये आपका अपना ही घर है।
मन भावन है ज्ञान सरोवर,
ज्ञान सरोवर।
अति पावन है मधुर मनोहर,
मधुर मनोहर।
मन भावन है ज्ञान सरोवर, अति पावन है मधुर मनोहर। आपका अपना ही घर है, जो स्वर्ग के जैसा सुंदर है। परियों से आई बहनें हैं, मौसम में भी क्या कहने हैं। स्वागत को बादल ललचाए हैं, ललचाए हैं। खैर मकदम में हम मुस्कुराए हैं, आनंद अलौकिक पाए हैं। बड़े डॉक्टर के घर, प्यारे डॉक्टर के घर, अबू पर्वत पे तशरीफ लाए हैं। खैर मकदम में हम मुस्कुराए हैं, आनंद अलौकिक पाए हैं। हैप्पी हैप्पी वेलकम टू यू, 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 हैप्पी हैप्पी वेलकम टू यू।
Thank you very much, Madhurvani Group. I was inviting Banarasi Bhai. Actually, he is the founder of Medical Wing. He is the main person. He has worked day and night to make this conference a success. Every week there is a conference like this here, but the many extra facilities you are getting, all credit goes to Banarasi Bhai. That's his zeal that I want to give one day, and you would notice, although he is our executive secretary, but he does everything to make activities of Medical Wing a success. Over to Banarasi.
Om Shanti. Sabha ko dekh karke kaun yaad aa raha hai? Paramatma yaad aa raha hai, Shiv Baba yaad aa raha hai. Bulane wala kaun? To hum pehle swagat hum unka karenge. Paramapita Paramatma Nirakar विश्वनाथ अमरनाथ आदिदेव ब्रह्मा बाबा जगत पिता मनुष्य आत्माओं के पिता ब्रह्मा बाबा और सभा में उपस्थित सभी आत्माएं हम दिल से उस परमपिता परमात्मा शिव बाबा को हम दिल से स्वागत करते हैं अभिनंदन करते हैं अभिनंदन करते हैं। साथ ही साथ नुमा शाम के समय अरावली पहाड़ के ऊपर बादलों के बीच आज इस सभागार में हम अपने मेहमान कहें या बाबा के बच्चे कहें, अभी मेहमान कहते हैं, जाते टाइम आप बाबा के बच्चे बनकर के जाएंगे, परमात्मा के बच्चे बनकर के जाएंगे, आप समझेंगे। तो हम सबसे पहले MGM हेल्थ यूनिवर्सिटी के वाइस चांसलर शिवन के कॉल, हम आपका तहे दिल से अभिनंदन करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं। साथ ही साथ वर्धा मेडिकल यूनिवर्सिटी के वाइस चांसलर दिलीप गोडे जी, हम आपका भी ब्रह्मा कुमारीश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय की ओर से, मेडिकल विंग की ओर से अभिनंदन करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं। बड़ा गौरव की बात है, हर्ष की बात है। हमारे मेडिकल विंग के प्रेसिडेंट आज ही मॉर्निंग में अमेरिका से आए हैं, अपने टूर को कॉट शॉर्ट करते हुए, छोटा बनाते हुए आज मॉर्निंग में आप अहमदाबाद लैंड किए और अहमदाबाद से सीधे माउंट आबू आए। तो हम आपका तहे दिल से मेडिकल विंग की ओर से, आप सभी डॉक्टरों की ओर से हम आपका अभिनंदन करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं। साथ ही साथ हमारे वाइस प्रेसिडेंट डॉक्टर प्रताप मीढ़ा, जो ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल के डायरेक्टर भी हैं, ट्रस्टी भी हैं और हमारे बहुत गहरे दोस्त भी हैं, हम इस मौके पर हम आपको दिल से ज्ञान सरोवर की ओर से, अपने आप की ओर से और आप सब की ओर से आप सब आपका अभिनंदन करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं। दिल तो करता है कि हम सबका स्वागत नाम लेकर करें, लेकिन समय की सीमा है। हम फिर भी हमारे अजय कुमार जो चेयरमैन हैं खम्मम मेडिकल कॉलेज के, साथ साथ MLA भी हैं, आप इतना दूर से या इतना व्यस्त होते हुए भी आप पधारे हैं, आपका भी हम दिल से अभिनंदन करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं। बहुत सारे डीन, प्रिंसिपल, हेड ऑफ द डिपार्टमेंट, प्रोफेसर, कई बड़े बड़े हॉस्पिटल के डायरेक्टर बैठे हैं। सचमुच दिल अगर हमारे गिरीश भाई छुट्टी दे तो हम सबको दिल से दिल मिल करके हम आपका स्वागत करें, लेकिन समय की मर्यादा है। हम आप सबका दिल से, हृदय से स्वागत करते हैं। स्वागत करते हुए गौरव हो रहा है, किस किस स्वागत कर रहा हूं? गॉड को तो दुनिया स्वागत करती है, ये सेकंड गॉड है, दुनिया मानती है, मैं नहीं कह रहा हूं, दुनिया मानती है, डॉक्टर सेकंड गॉड हैं, कईयों को जीवन देते हैं, कईयों के दुख दर्द को मिटाते हैं, ऐसे सेकंड गॉड को, ऐसे महान फिजिशियन, सर्जन, हर प्रकार के डॉक्टर्स को हम दिल से अभिनंदन करता हूं, स्वागत करता हूं, स्वागत करता हूं। इतना ही से दिल नहीं भर रहा है, दिल में कुछ और भरा हुआ है, कुछ और कहने को दिल कर रहा है। आज ऐसे महान हस्तियों के दर पर जाने पर, क्लिनिक पर जाने के लिए, हॉस्पिटल में जाने पर घंटों घंटों बैठना पड़ता है अंदर जाने के लिए, आज वो हमारे परमात्मा के घर आए हैं, हम कैसे नहीं दिल से स्वागत करें। फिर से आपका हम दिल से स्वागत करते हैं, अभिनंदन करते हैं। क्या कहूं, जिन्होंने अनेकों को जीवन दान दिया, अनेकों को दुख दर्द को दूर किया, आज वो हमारे यहां आए हैं, मैं किन शब्दों से आप सबका स्वागत करूं? एक तरफ आ रहा है कि नहीं ये अपने घर में आए हैं, लेकिन वो बात राइट है, लेकिन हमारा फर्ज है, हम मानते हैं कि नहीं, अरे इतने बड़े डॉक्टर ब्रह्मा कुमारी आश्रम में आए हैं, बहुत बड़ी गौरव की बात है, बहुत बड़ी ये है। तो हम ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय की ओर से, अपनी दादियों की ओर से हम आप सबका अभिनंदन करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं। हमारी आदरणीय निर्मला दीदी, डॉक्टर निर्मला दीदी, जो हमारे ज्ञान सरोवर परिसर के डायरेक्टर हैं और विदेशों में भी अनेक आश्रमों के वो डायरेक्टर हैं, अनेक आश्रम आपने खोला है, कुछ काम में व्यस्त हैं, कुछ क्षण में वो पधार रही हैं, मैं आपका भी दीदी दिल से अभिनंदन करता हूं, स्वागत करता हूं, स्वागत करता हूं। आप सब इतने बड़े हस्ती, कोई न्यूरो का हेड ऑफ द डिपार्टमेंट है, कई मिले डॉक्टर, कोई सर्जन है, कोई कार्डियक सर्जन है, कोई किस डिपार्टमेंट का हेड है, यहां आपको हम क्या आपको सुनाएंगे, क्या नई चीज देंगे। देश विदेश में जाकर के अनेक आपने कॉन्फ्रेंस अटेंड किया है, अनेक लेक्चर दिया है, आप मास्टर हैं, अथॉरिटी हैं मेडिकल के, अब ब्रह्मा कुमारी संस्था में आप आए, हम आपको क्या देंगे। मैं बड़ा गौरव से बोल रहा हूं, कह रहा हूं, ब्रह्मा कुमारी आश्रम में वो चीज मिलेगा जो 75 साल से शिव बाबा ने हम बच्चों को पढ़ाया है, सिखाया है। हम आग्रह करते हैं, निवेदन करूंगा कि नहीं, वो चीज हम आपको दो दिन ढाई दिन के अंदर आपको जानकारी दें। एक ही हमारा निवेदन रहेगा कि आप हर सेशन टाइम से पहले आकर के अटेंड करें, टाइम से पहले आकर के अपना सीट ग्रहण करें। हम आपके टाइम का बहुत ध्यान रखेंगे, क्योंकि मैं जानता हूं कि एक डॉक्टर का टाइम की कितनी वैल्यू होती है, कितनी कीमत होती है। तो हम आपका टाइम का ध्यान रखेंगे और आपसे एक ही आग्रह करेंगे कि आप टाइम पर पहुंच करके, आपको ये गारंटी देते हैं आपको बोर नहीं होने देंगे, ये भी आपको गारंटी देते हैं। आप जब यहां से जाएंगे तो कहेंगे कि सचमुच दुनिया में हम अनेक कॉन्फ्रेंस सारे विश्व में अटेंड किया, लेकिन ये कॉन्फ्रेंस हम कहीं नहीं अटेंड किया जो ब्रह्मा कुमारी आश्रम में ज्ञान सरोवर में किया है। हम अपने मुख की बात नहीं सुना रहा हूं, अनेक कॉन्फ्रेंस किया है। लोग जाते जाते यही कहते हैं कि बनारसी भाई, मैं पेरिस गया, अमेरिका गया, कहां कहां गया, अनेक कॉन्फ्रेंस अटेंड किया, लेकिन जो ये कॉन्फ्रेंस में मुझे मजा आया, जो इस कॉन्फ्रेंस में मुझे जानकारी हुई, वो और किसी कॉन्फ्रेंस में मुझे नहीं मिली। तो मुझे विश्वास है कि आप लोग भी सहयोग देंगे और अच्छी तरह से, मेरा एक ही शिव बाबा से करबद्ध प्रार्थना रहेगा, रोज रोज बातें करता हूं। हमारी दीदी आ गई, डॉक्टर निर्मला दीदी, आपका भी हम अभिनंदन करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं। तो शिव बाबा से रोज हम बातें करते हैं, क्या करते हैं, हमको कुछ चाहिए बाबा से, परमात्मा से कुछ नहीं चाहिए, एक ही चीज चाहिए कि बाबा, परमात्मा शिव बाबा, आदि पिता ब्रह्मा बाबा, आप इतने सीनियर डॉक्टर्स को बुलाए हैं तो गॉड रियलाइजेशन, सोल रियलाइजेशन आपको कराना ही होगा, एक ही रोज रोज हम तो विश्वास दिलाते हैं कि आपको सुबह अमृत बेले का योग, सॉरी मुझे माफ करिएगा, हम जानते हैं कि डॉक्टर्स को सुबह उठने की आदत नहीं होती है, लेट भले सोते हैं, 12-1 बजे सोते हैं, लेकिन सुबह थोड़ा देर से उठते हैं, तो यहां हम जल्दी सुलाएंगे और थोड़ा जल्दी उठाएंगे, क्योंकि परमात्मा रियलाइजेशन करना है, सोल रियलाइजेशन करना है, तो उसका टाइम क्या होता है, सुबह 4 बजे। हम लोग 3:30 बजे उठते हैं, आपको 3:30 नहीं उठाएंगे, 4 बजे उठाएंगे, और यहां ही मेडिटेशन आप सबका, गाइडेड मेडिटेशन, कमेंट्री देकर के मेडिटेशन कराएंगे, और मैं विश्वास रखता हूं, बाबा से आग्रह करता हूं, आप लोगों को गॉड रियलाइजेशन हो, सोल रियलाइजेशन हो। कुछ लोग यहां जगह की थोड़ा कमी होने के कारण हमने पांडव भवन में रखा है, हेडक्वार्टर में रखा है, और स्थानों पर रखा है, होटलों में रखा है, वहां से उनको 4 बजे लाना हमारे लिए थोड़ा सा डिफिकल्टी होगा, सुबह फाग होता है, बारिश भी कभी कभी हो जाती है, तो उनका अरेंजमेंट हम वहां इनवर अपना हॉल में वहां ओम शांति भवन में रखा है, वहां भी 4 बजे हमारा मेडिटेशन चलेगा। आप सब लक्की हैं कि डायरेक्ट हेडक्वार्टर में जहां प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा बाबा ने तपस्या किया है, आप सब देखने जाएंगे उस स्थान पर आप लोग ठहरे हैं और उस स्थान पर मेडिटेशन करेंगे, बाबा सोल रियलाइजेशन गॉड रियलाइजेशन जरूर कराएगा। तो वहां भी मेडिटेशन होगी, यहां भी होगी, तो आप लोग थोड़ा सा कष्ट करके आपको मजा आएगा, हम विश्वास दिलाते हैं। आप सुबह 4 बजे मेडिटेशन के लिए यहां आए, मैं बहुत समय ले लिया, हम फिर से आप सबका दादियों की तरफ से, ज्ञान सरोवर की तरफ से, मेडिकल विंग की तरफ से, ब्रह्मा कुमारी संस्था की तरफ से आप सबका फिर से पुनः पुनः अभिनंदन करता हूं, स्वागत करता हूं, स्वागत करता हूं।
He welcomed you so enthusiastically, but you have not appreciated him so enthusiastically. When he was talking, I felt he will come down and will hug each other. Maybe that was not possible, but let's have a symbol. I would request Banarsi Bhai, please get up. Dr. Sibbam, call ko gale milke welcome karo. And you think hum sab ko mil rahe, huh? Good, very. Now with this wonderful welcome, it's a time to know the objectives of the conference. And the best person to share the objective is our president. Yeah, please. Dekho, bhul gaye, Banarsi Bhai ko raat ko bhi yaad aayega.
Sorry, bahut sthanon se aaye hain, भारत के कोने कोने से आए हैं, लेकिन नेपाल से भी, नेपाल के बहुत स्थानों से हमारे डॉक्टर्स आए हैं, तो खास नेपाल से जो आए हाथ उठाएं, तो नेपाल से जो भाई बहने जो डॉक्टर्स आए हैं, हम उनका दिल से अभिनंदन करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं। साथ साथ जो गाइड हैं, जो गाइड इतने बड़े बड़े डॉक्टर्स को लाए हुए हैं, हम उन गाइड भाई बहनों को, डॉक्टरों को, मेडिकल विंग के मेंबर्स को भी स्वागत करते हैं। प्लस मेडिकल विंग के मेंबर जो हैं, खड़ा हो जाएं जरा। थैंक्स, आपका दिल से स्वागत करते हैं। साथ साथ आबू निवासी भी यहां बैठे हैं, माउंट आबू के बड़े बड़े हमारे हर प्रकार के, हर वर्ग के लोग बैठे हैं, डॉक्टर्स भी बैठे हैं, उनका भी अभिनंदन करता हूं, सभी का अभिनंदन करता हूं। ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल के भाई बहनों का भी अभिनंदन करता हूं। थैंक यू। ओम
टू शेयर द ऑब्जेक्टिव्स ऑफ कॉन्फ्रेंस, द बेस्ट पर्सन इज अवर प्रेसिडेंट डॉक्टर अशोक मेहता। इज अ वर्ल्ड रिनाउंड हेड एंड नेक कैंसर सर्जन हु वर्कड इन टाटा मेमोरियल एंड हेडेड द वन ऑफ द डिपार्टमेंट एज वेल। And after coming in contact with Brahma Kumaris, he took the whole initiative and all medical facilities which you see here, the global hospital over here, trauma center at Shantivan in Mumbai, also we have a hospital and several other facilities. The credit goes to Dr. Ashok Mehta. He has been felicitated with the highest medical award, that is Dr. B.C. Roy Award as well. As Banarsi Bhai said, he has just come from US, where the 100 leaders in last 100 years in head and neck cancer care were felicitated, and Dr. Ashok Mehta was one of them. As I said, he is a great motivator as well. Let's invite Dr. Ashok Mehta to share objectives of this conference.
Most respected Nirmala Devi, Vice President Dr. Pratap Meera is also the director of the Global Hospital in Mount Abu, Dr. Kaul, Pro Vice Chancellor of the MGM Health University in New Mumbai Vashi, Dr. Gode, Vice Chancellor of Datta Mege Institute of Medical Sciences in Vardha, Dr. Banarasi Bhai, and Dr. Girish Bhai. Invited guests, delegates, leaders in various fields of medicine, ladies and gentlemen. It's a privilege for me to speak to you this evening and to introduce you the purpose why we hold these meetings. They are unique meetings. They are meetings with a difference. You will have gone to many, many academic meetings of various societies to which you belong, whether you are a physician, a cardiologist, a surgeon, a dermatologist, ophthalmologist, and so on. But this is where we are all of us together, as nicely told in the initial song, you have come here to be double doctor, not only doctor of the body, but also a doctor of a different kind, of a soul, the mind. This is a university. What the Baba, Shiv Baba, addresses is not to a small gathering in front of him or in India, but all the souls in the world. And therefore, this is a genuine university. It is a world spiritual university, where spirituality is introduced to all of us. The basic question that is being introduced is, who am I? We have forgotten the real nature of ourself, that I am the spirit, I am the soul, I am that energy which moves the body. I am a peaceful soul. I am the loving soul. That's basic. But we have forgotten our identity because we have identified ourselves with the body. As doctors, we treat most of the time unaware that we are treating a whole of the, not only the body, but also something beyond. As a matter of fact, you could be healthy, but you may not be well. Here, we have the concepts of well-being. We are making ourselves self-aware. We realize what we are, and we transform our belief systems. And therefore, this conference is one which is going to bring about a total change in our thinking. Many of you must have been invited many times by our sisters who come to your clinics, to hospitals, to your universities, to your departments, and you look at them, simple women in white clothes, and turn them away many times, being very polite to them. But many of you must have, they must have visited you dozens of times to bring you here. And finally you have come. This happened to the late Prime Minister Narasimha Rao. He was being approached by one of our senior sisters. For almost 12 years, every time she would go and invite him, and he would politely turn her down. And finally he came when he was a Prime Minister. And what he said was something very significant. He said, "Kaash main pehle aata tha. 12 saal tak ye behan mere paas aati rahi aur main usko talta raha." This is what most of us do. So I think this is an opportunity of being a double doctor, getting one more degree, to know yourself, who am I, What is the purpose of my life? Very deep questions. Am I here only to be a doctor? It takes almost 20 years if you are a postgraduate doctor. From the age 5 you start and you end up at 25 to become an MD, MS, whatever. And then next 30 years you practice that medicine. And then you realize that something is missing. This was not my purpose. But you don't articulate it, don't tell to anybody. But you ask yourself all this time. This is the place where you will probably go back with a change and look at the life in a different perspective. We call it the mind-body medicine meetings. And this is for the last more than 25 years we've been holding these conferences. It started a small group of people. I'm very happy to say that Girish Bhai, Banarasi Bhai, Pratap Bhai, Dr. Gupta, some of them started very early in their life. As Brahma Kumars, they started in a small group, the medical wing, and gradually took shape. We used to have multiple health fairs where we would take the exhibits for 10 days or 1 week and not only give the concept of holistic health, that means not only physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being. I think this is a very important part of holistic health, that we must look at all these four aspects of medicine. It started in that way and gradually started holding this mind-body medicine conferences. The purpose, of course, is a dual purpose. One is to introduce you to yourself, who am I? And second, of course, to introduce the principle of holistic health. Because most of us who practice modern medicine today, we are very much compartmentalized. We have a tubular vision. We look only ourselves as a super specialist. And maybe we progress tremendously in treating those ailments, diagnosing them, investigating them, and curing them. You may change the health of an individual, but does it bring well-being to him? He has many fears, and all related to mind. And therefore, very important to understand the mind. And this is the place where you will understand the mind. You hear the word soul many, many times, the spirit. And we consider a soul as an energy which activates the body, which energizes the body. And we consider three arms or three subtle organs of the soul, the mind, the intellect, and what we call sanskars, are the habits, personality traits, which we develop over a period of time. The mind is the most important part, but that's where we create thoughts. 30,000 thoughts in a day or more. And most of them are waste thoughts of the past or the future. Most of them are negative thoughts, which are probably of the fear, the sadness, the anger, and its various aspects. Very few positive, peaceful, powerful thoughts. This is where we teach you how to create those peaceful, powerful thoughts. That's what the Raja Yoga meditation is all about. To introduce you to the positivity. If you have to describe the whole school of Brahma Kumaris in one sentence, this is a school of positive thinking. It's very important that if you can control your thoughts, if you can create positive thoughts, you can bring about a qualitative change in your attitudes, in your vision, and how you interact with others, how you express it in the words, how you do your actions. And finally, the most important, we know in our own parlance that whatever we do and whatever we say goes back into our subconscious and forms a habit or a personality trait in our life. In other words, a thought will lead to your destiny. And we here believe that whatever we put back into our personality or in sanskar, we carry it to the next birth or many, many births in the future. Again, this is a very deep science, and in 15 or 10 minutes, I cannot introduce and do justice. This I've told you in a nutshell, the power of the mind. You are here to understand the mind, to understand the thought, how to create positive thoughts, and how to bring about a qualitative change in your life to take it to many births in the future. So therefore, please understand that this is not the usual conference. There are many interesting ways in which you will be introduced to the mind and how you can play with your thoughts. As a matter of fact, we would like you to be meditative, to reduce the thoughts and to have only positive thoughts. And that's what the morning meditation is all about. Each one of us is unique, and therefore we cannot compare each other with anybody. I have my role, each one of us has his own role, and that's a unique role, and therefore you are a unique individual, and therefore you are a very important creation of the God. This is where you will get your self-esteem re-evaluated. You will think, I am the highest, the best, the noblest creation on the earth. And this is very important because each one of us has to play a unique role. And therefore you have an ample opportunity next 3 days to look at the holistic health, inner well-being, understand your soul, and how to bring about a transformation. This is a conference of transformation to the positive individual. You are in the precincts of one of the most beautiful locations on the mount. You are surrounded by hills all around. The weather is beautiful. It's conducive to bring about a transformation. It's clouds and fog and rains intermittently and the sun coming out, the nature at its bloom. This hall, this whole precinct of Gyan Sarovar, planned on 30 acres of land to bring about a change for the better. It is endowed with many subtle things which have been put inside here. Whether you go for a food, whether you live either in a room with some partners, whether you do a morning walk, early morning at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, everything will be unique. I hope that all of you make notes, some physical notes somewhere, that what I experienced here and share with us on the last day. And see the change within yourself. Unless until we write, there is nothing to compare. And therefore I think it's very important. But that is all that we offer here. I trust that you will enjoy your stay here. You'll bring a positive transformation in your sanskars, in your personality. You'll bring the best in you, which lies dormant, unlooked at. And I'm sure that you'll have a very many beautiful lectures here. Probably Girish Bhai has already started that this morning, this evening. And I trust that you'll go with a very happy memories of your stay with the Brahma Kumaris in this universal hall, in this university, in this precincts of Gyan Sarovar. I wish you all a very enjoyable stay and a very fruitful meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ashok Mehta. Now we are heading towards a very important ceremony of the whole conference, and that is to inaugurate the conference by candle lighting. Light is a symbol of wisdom. Light is also a symbol of purity. Light can inspire us. And we want to do this ceremony in a really special way. There will be three candles, one in the center, two on the sides. All the dignitaries on the dais, they will come on the center candle. We have also many seniors, few deans of medical colleges, head of the department of various medical colleges, even president of IMA, secretaries of IMA. I am not announcing their names, it would take a long time. I would request them to come on this side of the candle.
शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाएं अपने अपने मन में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाएं अपने अपने मन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से सुख ही सुख कण कण में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए बदलने वाला राजयोग का मार्ग यही है सहज सरल निराला दिव्यता की बन जाए मूरत मंदिर से इस तन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से ही सुख कण कण में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए
Please sit down. Thank you. Feeling good? Yes or no?
Yes.
Very good. With this inspiring inaugural ceremony, let me invite Dr. Pratap Midda, who is our Vice President of Medical Wing, as well as Director of Global Hospital, a trustee as well. He would give you the various activities of medical wing. Dr. Pratap Bhai is a symbol that how a person with simplicity can be a very good administrator. He is a wonderful administrator and he would explain, give you the basis of activities of medical wing. Dr. Pratap Midda.
ओम शांति।
Most Honorable Dr. Nirmala Didi, our President Dr. Ashok Mehta, our distinguished guest Mr. Kaul, Dr. Kaul and Dr. Gode, Dr. Banarsi Bhai, Dr. Girish, and dear brothers and sisters. Brahma Kumaris, the parent organization, was established in 1936. This is one organization where we all are students. We learn how to live our lives to the full. And one of the earliest signal which was given by the founder was how we really do in our profession. What we do in our families can influence our spirituality, can also influence our living. So it was the blending of spirituality with day-to-day living that inspired the establishment of Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. Because what we believe at the Brahma Kumaris is that spirituality is to be lived. The values have to be practiced. And when we call meditation, more than meditation is the meditative way of life. It's very easy to learn meditation. It's very easy to know the directions about meditation. But it is difficult to practice meditation. Because as Dr. Mehta was sharing, it is to manage our mind, to master our mind. So the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation, with its various professional wings, like to name few, the wing for scientists and engineers, the wing for media, the wing for women, the wing for politicians, and one of the wings is today we are hosting this mind-body medicine, the medical wing. Medical wing is one of the best and the one of the first to come, because what we thought that it is the doctors who reaches out to the millions of people. If the doctors can change, if the doctors can give the message of a life which is based on principles, which is based on purity, which is based on clear thinking, then things can change very fast. As doctors, we have windows on people's life. We know how they live. And that's how we can influence their living. The medical wing started, as Dr. Mehta was sharing, in a very humble way. I know one of the first subjects which we had chosen to make the doctors aware was meditation as medicine. People were really skeptical at that time. People would definitely give it a thought, but they thought it is difficult to practice. But today the science accepts that meditation has to be blended for patients, whether it is heart disease, whether it is cancer, or whether it is HIV. It's all related to the way we live our lives. So one of the first and the foremost objective which the medical wing chose was to make people aware how should they live their lives. Because we believe the principal cause of illnesses today is the way we live our lives. The way we perform today's world, whether we are professionals or whether we are family, living in the family, or whether we are students, young youth, or women, everyone would know that life has become stressful. And the second subject which we chose was stress management. We believe that many of our diseases are psychosomatic. Until unless we address, I was sharing with a couple of my friends in the morning, that what we are doing today, we have to perform as whole person doctors. When it was said double doctor, it means we practice as whole person doctors. When a patient comes to us, he comes as a human being. He just not comes to us with a disease, but he comes as a whole person. It's an interaction between the two human beings. Doctor is also a human being first, and the patient is also a human being. So one of the earliest objectives of the medical wing was we need to transform the way the medicine is practiced today. That's what we emphasized, And few of our earlier conferences were known as holistic health conferences. And then we focused on awareness within the community. The second aspect was the awareness within the community. Because when we go to the villages, when we go to the slums, when we go to the remote corners of the cities, people are still not aware what they need to do for their health. The health has been paternalistic. Doctors feel they are the one who would take care of the health. But unfortunately, people come to us when they are already sick. Some of us hardly meet healthy people. So the health is in the hands of the people. And if they look after their diet, if they do regular exercise, and if they manage their stress well, probably they'll not be coming to the hospitals. As we say, that the solution of increasing crime in the society is not to open more courts or more jails, but it lies in changing the thinking of the people. So likewise, we need to emphasize on how people would live their lives. What is good for them, they need to know. Many of the people still don't know what is the good diet for them. The third issue which we had taken was addictions, the de-addiction. We have been focusing on how people manage their stress, alcohol or tobacco or hard drugs. People try to escape from the reality. So this is how we approached them. The de-addiction is one of the areas which the medical profession needs to address. Because we know almost 40% of cancer in males and 20% of cancer in females are related to tobacco consumption. But still, the tobacco consumption in India is increasing. And the unfortunate part is the young people are succumbing to it. So we need to pay attention to that. And that has been one of our objectives in the recent years. Although we have been talking about it, Dr. Sachin has taken the lead. His services have been acknowledged by the Maharashtra government also. So we feel that it is a hard task, but when I see today a large group of doctors with us, I feel the hard task can become easy if we focus this on our day-to-day practice. And one of the other things is, you know, taking care of the doctor himself. Who cares about doctors? You know, we are stressed. We work in busy hospitals. Most of the patients are most impatient. When they come to us, they leave their stress with us. And we get burdened with their pressures. But who cares about the doctors? We call doctor, heal thyself. So we came out with a program, Values for Healthcare Professionals. We need to go back to our roots. And we feel today, when we have invited you, one of my friends was asking me in the morning during visit to the hospital, what this conference is about. I said, this conference is about self-care. It is about self-growth. It is about self-development. What we are not taught in our graduate or undergraduate career, this is how we look after our own self. And the Brahma Kumaris feels that doctors are the foundation. They are the pillars for transformation in the society. Whether it is the message about meditation or whether it is the message about vegetarian living, vegetarian diet, or whether it is the message about stress-free living, the doctors are the best person to give this message. So doctors need to be looked after. And who would look after? The Brahma Kumaris have taken this responsibility. The medical wing has taken the responsibility to take care of the doctors. And we feel that each doctor has to really look after himself. The profession is noble. Profession is very, I would say, is very taxing. We are put to pressures not from the patients, but even from our system also, even from our politicians also, our bureaucrats also. How do we really cope up with that? And this is how meditation can help us. This is how our values can help us. And the medical wing feels responsible for that. When we invite you, We invite you to take care of yourself and we support you in that. And this is what we feel is one of the objectives of the medical, strengthen the caregivers, not only doctors, but nurses, the technicians, the housekeeping staff in the hospitals. We are all put to risk. We are open to so many hazards when we are working in the hospital. We have to play. Patient safety is our concern, but we have to look after our own safety also. I feel meditation, values, the support from the peer group, these all come to help us. One of the other things which we have taken up recently, which we would be talking, is now building stronger families. Building families which are based on values. And the subject is divine garbh sanskar. Looking after the child in mother's womb. This is what we feel needs to be done. Because we know all the major illnesses, whether it is coronary artery disease or whether it is cancer or any lifestyle issue, everything starts from the day one. Whether you want to look after the genetic makeup or whether you want to look after the upbringing of the child, this all needs to be looked after. Not only the divine garbh sanskar, but also upbringing of the children by the parents. So we feel responsible for that also. This is one subject which we have taken. So, in essence, the medical wing stands for you. And we need your cooperation. We need your support in reaching out to the larger community, to the whole nation. Until and unless we make ourselves strong, we cannot make our nation strong. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratap Bhai. We have a couple of very senior guests with us. I would like to request them to give us inspiration. One of them is Dr. S.K. Kaul, who is cardiac surgeon by profession. He has served in armed forces for almost 39 years now. Headed Armed Force Medical College in Pune till 2008. At present, he is Pro Vice Chancellor of MGM University of Health Sciences in Navi Mumbai. जमी सलाम करे आसमा सलाम करे डॉक्टर कॉल की सेवाओं को देख कर को तो अल्लाह भी सलाम करे या प्लीज सर कम
ऑनरेबल डॉक्टर निर्मला दीदी रेस्पेक्टेड डिग्निटरीज ऑन द डायस लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू thank this esteemed organization of Brahma Kumaris to have given me the chance to be on the dais. This is a great honor for me, for which I am very grateful to them. This is my first visit to this place. In fact, my first introduction to Brahma Kumaris. I am being very honest with you, though I had heard a lot about it, but this is my first visit here. I am coming here today as just like an ignorant child who wants to seek knowledge. I have been in the medical profession for last about 45 years, out of which about 25 years I worked as a cardiac surgeon. I arrived this morning and I am already mesmerized almost by the environment, by the positive energy that and by the climate that is flowing here. Over the next 2 days, I hope to imbibe as much knowledge as possible about, as you were told in the beginning, how to develop my emotional quotient, that is EQ, and my spiritual quotient, in addition to, of course, IQ. IQ is not everything we have to have, as we were told. EQ and SQ are as important. It's quite commonly said, as my predecessor just now said, that doctors need to heal themselves first. The present generation of doctors, they themselves are under a lot of stress and they are in the rat race. we do need to do that. We do need to heal ourselves before we can heal our patients. Our scriptures tell us that there are 5 negative traits that have turned man into a monster almost, which are kaam, krodh, lobh, ahamkar and irsha. Just to translate them, kaam is lust, krodh means anger, lobh is greed, ahamkar is delusional feeling of superiority over others, irsha is jealousy. Out of these 5 negative traits, doctors must eliminate at least one of them, that is lobh, that is greed. I don't want to talk a lot about how greed is destroying the medical profession's good name. We all see it day in and day out, because earning money has probably become the biggest, what should I say, values of the doctors doing the medical practice these days. I am sure by the time I leave, after next 2 days, I will be a better human being than what I am today. Thank you very much.
Where another senior faculty is Dr. Dilip Gode. He is also a surgeon, in fact, and he is already a double doctor. He is not only a medical doctor, also did his PhD. So I would like to request him to give us inspiration for this conference. He is also president of Association of Minimal Access Surgeons Association of India. Sir, please.
Parampita Shiv Baba ko pehle naman karta hoon. Honorable Nirmala Didi ji, Dr. Mehta, Dr. Medha, Banarsi Bhai, Dr. Girish Patel, fellow brother Vice Chancellor Dr. Kaul, very very senior surgeons here, senior faculty members from all disciplines of medicine and probably other disciplines like Ayurveda, Yunani, homeopathy, and my delegates. Firstly, I am not here to give an inspirational talk. I have come here to be inspired by this august institution. This is also, sir, my first visit here. And as you very rightly said so many times, people had been inviting me to visit Mount Abu, Brahma Kumari's abode here. But somehow I also was, due to some pretext here or there, I was avoiding it. In fact, I am very scary about this. But then when I took over as a Vice Chancellor, I had an opportunity to look into the aspects of curriculum, to see the medical students from very, very close proximity. And then I realized that we have been teaching so many things, but not a very, very important issue, and that is spirituality. I would request all the policy makers that we as Indians must include the spirituality in our curriculum. I must tell you, sir, that in our university, we have added value education in our curriculum. I believe that highly educated people without value education or without spirituality would be something like demons. And therefore, the more you are educated, it is for you to be more humble, more near to the environment, more near to the nature, more near to the God. Here I came this morning, we were taken to tour of the places here I was amazed when the first question, who am I? At the fag end, almost now, I'm 60 plus. And this question after my career in medicine, that still I do not know what I am and what am I supposed to do. I hope the next 2 days here would enlighten me, would tell me what I am, how I search my soul, and how I, when I go back, how I teach my students, how I treat my patients. Without the spiritual lining, spirituality lining to our knowledge, I don't think we can really treat the earth, the community as a whole. And I hope when you go back, you would all be your role models, those who are teachers to your students, those who are patients, those who are doctors to your patients and to your community from where you practice. And probably this is so many aspects of Brahma Kumaris I have learned here in just, I've been introduced to so many things. Probably another 40 years may take to really learn things here. So when I go back, I would try my best to practice whatever is being told here. You will also go, but there are certain things which even Girish this evening he told us about the emotional intelligence, about the empathy. And empathy is one thing. When we see our patients, we must have empathy for our patients. So let us all go back and inspire our stakeholders, whether students, whether patients, whether community. And let us all work together to see that the peace prevails on this good earth. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You should give good response. Do you know why? I will tell you a reason. Because this program is being live telecast on Peace of Mind channel, which can be seen on several DTH like Reliance Big TV, on Videocon, or even on Airtel also. So the better the response you give, even those viewers also would be inspired. Now let me request Dr. Didi Nirmalaji, who is the director of Academy for Better World, where you are here right now. She is perhaps the first doctor of Brahma Kumaris who got dedicated for her work. This was way back in probably 1967 or 68. Her clinic in Kandivali was converted into Brahma Kumaris Center. And my memories are, I took foundation course of Raj Yoga at that center. By that time she had already gone to Australia, but every year she will come for a month or so and would inspire us. And because she would ask individual questions, and that's how I also took more interest into Raj Yoga. Didi is heading so many centers, all Asia specific, I don't know how many countries. Sanj Suraj ko dhalna sikhati hai, Shama Parvane ko jalna sikhati hai. Jara nazar utha ke to dekho, Didi Nirmala jivan jine ki kala sikhati hai.
Om Shanti. So this is the term you'll be listening a lot. Om Shanti means I am a peaceful soul. So respected guest sitting on the dais and in the audience, because most of you are doctors, and quite a bit high position. So it's good that you have been able to come in this conference, come seminar, retreat. As you heard, this is not just a general conference that you might have attended in past medical conferences where you just talk about medicine and academic things. Here you have come to really enlighten yourself and develop yourself. Because in a life, what we want is peace, happiness, health and wealth. But unfortunately, as Dr. Gaudet mentioned, that nowadays we are all striving to earn lots of money and position, and we have really lost the values in our life. We are so much competitive, and in order to have more patience and have lots of money, most of us put ourselves under stress. And I had many BK doctors really not interested in a group practice or government job or job where they had to just give limited time to patients. Because in the world now, it's like you must finish your patient in 10 minutes. Don't listen too much to them, don't talk too much to them. And if they want any advice, they are told, okay, go and ask secretary, she will explain how to do, what to do, etc. So there is not that real empathy for patients, but there is desire to finish more patients per day. And that's what is creating stress in our life. And as you heard, that we need to really help ourselves, because if we put ourselves under stress, then naturally we will be not under health hazard, but family relations also spoil, the relationship with the patients also spoil. And that's why we feel that there is not that contentment in our life. So by being here, you will learn how to be peaceful, how to be relaxed, and how to really enjoy our life. Because so far, people think that by going on holidays, by having off on weekend and having some entertainment, we might be happy. Yes, we do get temporary happiness by nice food, going to restaurant, concert, parties, movies, etc. But that is not that permanent enjoyment. And many times the family members, children would complain that we don't have much love from our parents who are so busy. So that's where we find that with meditation and having balanced life, having some time for our family, some time for ourselves, and naturally our lot of time will be spent on our profession, we'll find that we are able to lead a peaceful, happy, healthy life. Because many times irony of this life is a cardiac surgeon dying of heart attack. Because I know of one surgeon who knew he has heart problem, but he wouldn't undergo surgery, and he himself died of that. So the thing is, sometimes we don't look after ourselves. And unless we give time to ourselves, unless we give that rest and recharge ourselves, we will not be able to lead a long life or happy life. So with meditation, we will see that our values in life are implemented, and the mind will be clear. The doctors are helped by spirituality and meditation, that their thinking is clear, the diagnosis is easy, though nowadays mostly all these investigations mainly help us to diagnose a patient. But still, we human mind needs to really help to even decide which investigation is needed and what treatment we should be giving. So that's why we find that meditation will help that way. And it also, we have seen that meditation helps, as Dr. Meeda was mentioning, to overcome addiction, long life, because if an individual is relaxed and happy, naturally the individual would be leading a long life. And we had many examples in this Brahma Kumaris, especially the founder father, Brahma Baba. He was 93 when he left the body, and even at that time he was looking as if he was only 70 year old. And people who used to see him, his friends and relatives and town people, acquaintances who were seeing him, would say, "How come, Dada, you haven't changed? You look the same." And the present head of this organization, Dadi Janki, she is now 98. But until the age of 92-93, she was traveling at least 30-40 countries in a year, and also having so much, she was hardly educated for 3 years in a school, but she has been able to give lectures to all professional people, politicians, etc. So the mind was so sharp, and even when she used to travel, everybody used to say, "Oh, Dadi, you look the same. After 10, 25, 30 years, you are the same, looking at same." So we find that the lifespan increases, and also mental efficiency and capacity also increases with meditation. So it can help not only our profession, but it can help people also who are around us. Because if an individual is short-tempered, naturally that individual will disturb many, many people around. And those people, whether they are family members, whether they are staff, they would be nervous and afraid to be working with them or living with them. So I find that meditation has helped many short-tempered person calm down, worrying people became carefree, and what we have been teaching others, we are able to practice it. Because when I was studying, we had a very good physician, and he was such popular amongst all of our students. He used to tell us to avoid spirit, spices and smoking in the case of peptic ulcer. So he used to teach in such a way that we all used to gather together and attend his case studies. And unfortunately, he himself had peptic ulcer. He couldn't control his habit of eating two chilies, green chilies, every meal. And naturally, we are good in knowing, but when it comes to practicing, we are not able to practice if we don't have that spiritual strength or willpower or control over our taste buds. So we find that with meditation, we are able to have inner happiness so that we are able to stop drug addiction. And we have seen many people have given up smoking, drinking and hard drugs by studying this meditation. And also it has helped a lot in prevention of diseases, because almost all diseases, 95% would be psychosomatic. So with meditation, being peaceful and happy and relaxed, we are able to avoid such psychosomatic diseases. And even the healing is better when we are relaxed and happy. So whether somebody is a patient or a doctor, we find that meditation helps us a lot in our day-to-day life, and it helps us to improve our relationship with people who are around us. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Didi. We are at the end of this program. I would like to formally thank also all our speakers, our different departments who have worked so hard to make this inaugural ceremony a success. And I would like to give you a certificate as well. Since 4:30 you are here, and now it's 3 hours. It's amazing that nobody got up. So everybody, otherwise in most of our programs we say, 50% audience is already gone. So the certificate is your social health is also good. Yeah, keep your hand like this. Please do it like this. Up, behind, put it on your back, lift it, again put it, do it 5 times. What you are doing? Yeah, thank you very much. A psychotherapist advice, as soon as you get up in the morning, pat your back. Okay. Yeah. Let's sit in silence for a couple of minutes.